Like lots of American cities, Milwaukee is trying to develop strong trade ties with China. It doesn't have glamour, high finance, or a large Chinese population on its side, though. So the city is trying to market to China through the popularity of a rookie forward from China on the NBA Milwaukee Bucks. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Kurmach reports.
Cash-rich Chinese investors are putting more dollars into the U.S., but not really into Midwestern cities like Milwaukee. As he arrived in town for a recent game that some called the Chinese Basketball Super Bowl, local computer programmer Rick Zhang said his adopted city of 600,000 people is not well known back in his native China.
Because in the old days, I had to tell people I live near Chicago for people to know, oh, okay, you're in the Chicago area. But actually, now I can tell people, say, I live in Milwaukee.
The big game featured the hometown Bucks and their rookie forward, Yi Jian Lian, against the Houston Rockets and their Chinese star, Yao Ming. The event drew Chinese media and was televised back to an estimated 200 million viewers in China. When the starting lineups were introduced, Yi, as he's known, got a huge ovation. Leaders of the Milwaukee Association of Commerce were happy so many people in China heard more about their city. At one of several receptions for business leaders and diplomats, China's Chicago-based Consul General Ping Wang admitted Yi has sparked his interest in Wisconsin.
I have been to Milwaukee, I think this is the fourth time, since Yi came.
The marketing pitch for Chinese investment dollars includes more than basketball. The Milwaukee area has become one of about 20 U.S. regions to set up an immigration investment zone called an EB-5. Local trade consultant Bob Kraft says foreign investors who promise to create at least 10 full-time jobs and meet other criteria can accelerate the process of becoming a U.S. citizen.
That's unique in the United States in that it is in an urban area in the Midwest and we're the only one. And we're close to Chicago.
Michael Waxman studies international trade and sees nothing wrong with trying to bring Chinese investment dollars to a smaller manufacturing center like Milwaukee that has lost thousands of jobs to China and other foreign countries. But Waxman, who teaches at Marquette University, says there has to be a sustained commitment.
We're not going to compete with New York and Los Angeles, but we are going to have a substantial place if we invest in that longer-term picture. And some cities in the United States have done that and are reaping some rewards, and some haven't, and they are still well behind.
And there may be one other challenge to using athletes to help spark international trade. Yi Jian Lian played poorly in the game against Yao Ming, and Yi hurt his shoulder. He's still expected to take part in a game for top rookies at the NBA All-Star festivities in New Orleans. But the Milwaukee business community is counting on Yi to stay healthy, play well, and keep helping Wisconsin make good impressions back in China. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kurmach in Milwaukee.
Thank you.